Choosing reading habits carefully is something that all of us could well look into. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Choosing reading habits carefully. What does it mean to choose reading habits carefully? To choose reading habits carefully, it means every single thing that our eyes encounter, we should carefully look at and observe whether it's what we want to take in. Now, you can go to the store and you can see 100,000 possible things for you to choose to buy. But generally speaking, you go to the store with certain things in mind and you buy it. And you stand before the counter of, let's say, the bread. And you look at the various kinds of breads that there are. And my goodness sakes, there are more kinds of breads than you can ever imagine. Now, which loaf are you going to take to eat? Well, let's see now. You're going to have fondue today, so you're going to cut the bread into little pieces, and you want nice crisp bread that you can stab and put into the cheese sauce that's heating there in the fondue and enjoy it. Or you're going to have a hamburger, and you're going to have a circular bun, perhaps. Or you're going to have a loaf of wheat bread, or you're going to have a loaf of white bread. You're going to have whatever you're going to have. Now, with every loaf that you look at, you have preconceived ideas of what you're going to do. You look at that loaf, and you say to yourself, I am going to, with this loaf of bread, make hamburgers. I'm going to, with this loaf of bread, make little pieces of bread for my fondue. With this loaf of bread, I'm going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. With this loaf of bread, and you say all of these things. Now, that's going rapidly through your mind until you finally choose the bread you want. And usually you've already chosen it ahead of time. Now, the same is true when you go to looking at magazines or books or television or video, whatever you're looking at. What are you going to look at? If you choose your reading habits carefully, you'll choose it very carefully. You'll say, I like these type of things and I don't like those type of things. And more often you'll say, I like these things, and you'll say, I don't like those kind of things. And so you look at the things that you look at that you like. And you determine, looking at those things that you like, that these are the things you're going to take into your inner consciousness, into your mind, into your soul, into your heart, into your being. And this is how you're going to judge your world based upon what you have chosen in your reading, in your reading habits. It's so easy for us to blame other people for conditions in the world and conditions in our life, conditions in the experiences of our world, when all the time it is responsible to us alone. It is our choice that has brought these experiences into our world, into our life, into our experience. And is that what we really want? Is that what we do we want to read about war and pestilence and illness and poverty? Do we want to read about these, or do we want to read about abundance, wholeness, happiness, health, peace, harmony all over the world? You say, well, that's not very exciting. That's not very challenging to my mind. That's not very uplifting or demanding. Uplifting, my goodness. Demanding, oh my. It's so easy to look at the unhappy things of the world and say they are predominant, when in truth they are not. Newspapers are written about events that take place that are unusual, not about the usual thing. The usual thing gets the back coverage. The unusual thing gets the front coverage. What is it that you're going to give the front coverage to in your life and in your reading habits? Are you going to fill your mind with peace and love and harmony and goodness, right action, truth, and love in every way? Love, love, love. Are you going to fill your heart with those thoughts, or are you going to fill your heart with the front page coverage of the newspaper or the magazines or whatever you're looking at? It's our choice. It's my choice what I'm going to do, how I'm going to have my reading habits direct my reading choices. I call everything in this universe good and very good. I call everything in life beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, fantastic right now. And if that's true, then what sort of thing do I allow my reading habits to take me into? Am I going to read the news stories that are not necessarily favorable to the condition of the world? Am I going to look at the troubles and travails of the countries of the world, and am I going to say, that's too bad, that's unfortunate, oh, that's not nice at all? Or am I going to look at the world and say, there is peace on earth and it began with me. There is love on earth and it began with me. There is balance on earth and it began with me. There is harmony on earth and it began with me. There is abundance on earth and it began with me. There is all good on earth and it began with me. Can I say that? Can you say that? Is that where my reading habit takes me? Is that where my reading habit directs my inner heart, my inner soul, my inner being? Is that where my thought is always directed and concentrated? I can make that choice. It's up to me to make that choice, and no one else can make that choice quite like I can do it. And no one else wants to. Now, how do I want to do it? How do I want to make that choice? How do I want to live that life? How do I want to be that being that makes that decision? How do I want to do it? I say, I can, and I will, and I do. Read those things that are uplifting. Read those things that reveal the truth about my world, about me. When people see my library and see my reading habits, do they look and say, oh my goodness, you like murder mysteries, you like horror, you like unhappiness, you like crime, you like violence? Oh, ooh. Now, if you had sexy books lying around and your mother and your friends came into your home and they saw all these rancid articles and books and terrible things that you're reading, I'm an adult and I can read what I want. That's right. You're an adult. You can read what you want. You're a child. You can read what you want. But what is it that you want to read? Do you want to read about the rancid things of the world, the unhappy things of the world, the evil things of the world, if you will? Do you want to read about the sorry things of the world, or do you want to read about the glory things of the world? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever thoughts we have in our heart, that is how we live. Would you want your boss at your job to see you reading materials that were not related to the work? No, not at all. Would you want them to see you watching a television show during work time that was not related to the work? Would you want to honestly do something like that yourself? Cheat on your job, learning something, hearing something, reading about something that is not relative to your work. Well, what is your job as being a human being? What is it that you are putting your thought to? What is it that you're putting your attention to? What is it you're putting your work to? What is this I am putting my attention to? You see, if I, Herb Byerly, this guy talking to you right now, if I see you misusing your time in the office, I am misusing my time in the office, seeing you misusing your time in the office, and I'm worse than you are. You're doing it and you love it. I'm doing it and I think that's terrible. And I'm still doing it. We cannot exonerate ourselves from life, from experiences, if we will contemplate them. If you're looking at the misery of the world and you're saying, oh, what a sad world this is, and you're saying, if other people would just mind their P's and Q's, well, how about you minding your P's and Q's? You and I, thinking happy thoughts about the world. That's our real responsibility, our real choice. Thinking happy thoughts about the world, thinking healthy thoughts about the world, thinking good about all humanity, all mankind living in peace and harmony and love. There is peace on earth. Ho, ho, ho. That's a choice that I can make. And I do make. I make that choice right now. I make that choice to choose my reading habits carefully, to choose my listening habits carefully, to choose my observing habits carefully. What am I going to look at? What am I going to enmesh myself into? What am I going to think about every moment of my life? Am I going to think all those things that are good and beautiful, uplifting and dynamic and wonderful? That's a choice I can make. And that's a choice that I do make. Now, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about health in your body? Are you thinking about happiness in your world? Are you thinking about goodness all around you? Are you thinking about that which you say you believe and you know is true? What is it that you want for yourself and your world? What is it I want for myself and my world? Then that's what I better be thinking about. That's what I better be reading about. That's what I better be acting on. And I can make that choice because I can choose my reading habits, my living habits, my talking habits, all my habits carefully and watch the miracles take place because it's all my choice. What choice do you want to make? What choice do I want to make? I want to make the choice that all is good and very good now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.